time, there are certain toxins. They manifest in the form of odors that will come out of your pores, out of your body, because you're being detoxed. Some of y'all used to have patience, but for a while here, you ain't had no patience. You know why? Detox. When God finished with you, you're going to have a whole lot of patience. Amen. Some of y'all lost your joy, full of anxiety, fretting about everything. Tell somebody, detox. They got you. God got you strapped down. You can't move, but you're just detoxing. If you could, you break out of there. No, you get off the altar. But God's detoxing you because something has come to an end. I shared a dream I had maybe a week ago, and it troubled me for a while. But I was walking with this entity. We were walking, and I remember seeing. I forget what the landscape looked like. But this thing was walking next to me on my left side. And as we stopped, you know, I stopped and faced him. And he said something about where I was from. I told him where I was from and where I was going. And then he said where he was from. And he said, he ain't going that way. And he went the other way. And I knew that I had parted ways with something. Come on, amen. I prophesy that to you today. I don't know exactly what that was or how deep it was in my life or what kind of hold it had on my thinking, but we parted ways. I said, I ain't going that way. I'm from over here. And you know what? I didn't know where I was going. I was just going. I knew I wasn't going with him. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Abraham was called out and he didn't know where he was going. But God called him. Amen. Are y'all hear what I'm saying? I said he knew where he was going, but he knew God called him. You may not know exactly where you're going or all the details of something, but I declare to you today that something has parted ways with you today. In the spirit realm, a yoke has been destroyed, a burden has been removed, amen, an enemy has been defeated. And amen, he ain't no longer got your ear. I know these evil spirits by the way their eyes look. No life in them. I watch that thing turn that way and go that way. I was heading my way. Yeah, you go ahead. Amen. Detox. Is purging. You're a good person. You're saved. But God's purging you. Amen. He always prunes a tree. When a tree bears a lot of fruit, he prunes it back. So what? It can bear more fruit. Why? Because it's a good tree. I'm reminded of a story. Someone sent this to me on WhatsApp. But it was really interesting because when you come up out of that troposphere and stratosphere, you start to operate in a new dimension of love. Amen. Criticism, that critical spirit. You know, some of y'all have it or had it. Not today, after today, you ain't gonna. Critical spirit, just everything critical. You call it discernment. But it's not. Discernment is not based upon criticism. Amen, amen. True discernment, if you're going to really see discern, if you really have discernment, it's based upon love.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You ain't got to be looking. See, when you always looking, you're going to look wrong. Amen. You the devil will make a point of showing you wrong. Amen. There was a little girl. This is what was in this WhatsApp message. There was a little girl who had two apples. And her mom said, can I have one of the apples? And the little girl looked at both apples. And then she bit that one. And then she bit that one. And her mom said, oh. She thought, I ain't trained her right. You know, just she got very disappointed. But then she said, Here, Mom, take this one. This one is the sweetest. Now see, some of y'all, when you, that little girl, I'd have slapped her. I'd have got my belt out. I'd have took both the apples. Right? You ready to judge? But see, in this sphere, God's going to free you up from that. I'm telling you, we're about to take wings.
Amen.
See, because you ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen.
Your scope has been very limited. What you've seen is, a lot of times, is based upon the exercise of your senses. You know, adult people, they've exercised their senses to discern. But God's getting ready to show you strategies, doors, things you didn't know and could never have known.
Amen.
Naturally. Are you ready for this? I'm telling you, a chapter has ended and another chapter has begun. Tell somebody, the manna has ceased. When the manna ceased, everything about Israel, about what they faced, and about how God operated, everything changed. That's why there's been such a deep working in your spirit. And a troubling in your mind. Tell somebody, God hadn't left you. Tell him it might have felt like it. But he's still there. And guess what? He's still working. And his plan for you ain't changed. His love for you ain't changed one bit. He's still working. He's ever remaining the same. So keep that in mind. Now, how many of y'all was ready to whoop that little girl? I wish my daughter would do, yeah. Oh, I heard of it, oh. But see how quick our mind can be to, but God's shifting all that so that you can see the big picture. She wanted to taste which one was the sweetest to give to her mom. She wasn't biting them to say, no, you can't have either one. I'd bit out both of them. The mesosphere. This sphere is an interesting sphere. Now, we've been in the stratosphere, the troposphere, now it's the mesosphere, then the thermosphere, and finally the exosphere. You see, we're headed to that place where we create an environment.
Amen.
Joseph was sent into Egypt to create a space.
Amen.
A space for God, for God's people. Amen. That's what we are doing. We don't have to leave Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, Stuart, wherever we're from. The space is going to be made wherever we are.
Amen.
Why? Because from the inside, you're going to carry it. And so wherever the sole of your feet tread, God says, I've given that to you. If you're there, certain things ain't going to be able to happen there. That's why it's so important for us to be where God wants us to be when he wants us to be there. Amen. You don't know what, we may never know until we get that side, how just your presence stops something from happening. Okay, let's take a look at this. In the mesosphere, this sphere is characterized by a rapid decrease in temperature. This region is subject to strong seasonal variations of temperature at high altitudes. Okay? Now, I want to point something out to you. In this sphere, there's another sphere that's contiguous. In other words, it's connected to it. It's called the ionosphere. Now, what I want you to catch here, in this mesosphere is where radio waves begin to propagate. Sounds. Frequencies. We tuned in three different frequencies. They're all going on at the same time. Radio waves. They're all right here. There's a whole lot more. The stronger the equipment, the greater the reception and the further out you can get, like satellite. You know, XM radio, Sirius, and all that. You can drive from here, wherever, and keep the same. The radio station can be stationed right here, but because of the satellite and the power of the satellite, you can get it in California. You can get it overseas. You can get it anywhere in the world because of the strength of the frequency. But my point, frequencies, even while this is off, that brother's still preaching. Was that a sax that was blowing, the sax or whatever, that the trumpet was, is still blowing? You know, and that rapper's still rapping. they still do it, but we're not tuned into that frequency. But the mesosphere is where the radio waves start to move. So what's important here, one of the essential things now, is for you to have an ear to hear. You know, sometimes we can be so crowded with things in our life. Schedule. Oh man, I was supposed to be here 15 minutes ago. You get out of that one. Oh man, now this is due, that's due, deadlines, all kind of stuff going on. So it crowds you to where you're not listening. Amen. Or what you are listening to is jamming the frequency that God wants to get to you. Amen. I mentioned in the early service, revelation has to be caught. You know, this will be going on, it'll be blaring, there'll be all kind of, but see, we have an antenna in the Holy Spirit that'll pick up a sound. Amen. And then it's all the others, it's like, wait a minute, no, I heard that. Amen. That wasn't like these other voices. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? Because Holy Spirit will bear witness. It's like when Elizabeth saluted Mary, and the baby, there was something inside that triggered it, and John was filled with the Holy Spirit. Just at the salutation, at the voice. Okay, so be mindful of that. Tell somebody, be careful what you hear now. There are going to be revelation that flow through you. We're in the realm where radio waves start to propagate. And it's interesting because as much as we need to be in a place of quiet every day. Now you can't be there all day every day because you got to go out among people. But I mean, whether it be early or late or sometime or another, you need to be in a place of quiet to hear the voice of the Lord, to sense the presence of God, to commune with Him. Three or four of them over there, a couple here, one over there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not a maybe. It's not a if I get time. No, it's you got to make time. Amen. Even see, some people think, well, they didn't pray right. It's not even the amount of prayer, it's the effort of prayer. It's not how eloquent you are with things, because God can read your heart. Amen. Holy Spirit knows your need without you, you know, and he intercedes for you. Sometimes we don't even know what to pray for. We get perfunctory in our prayer. We pray for the same thing over and over, and bless the children, bless this, bless the business, Lord, give me money, you know, all kind of things, you know, we pray for. But the Holy Spirit knows exactly really what you need.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.